1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. This is Your Turn, a live call-in show featuring spirited discussion and debate about issues that matter to the community. Your Turn is sponsored by People's First Community Bank, the best bank in the neighborhood. Stay with us to hear what Northwest Florida thinks. Better yet, call in at 623-1330 and tell us what you think. It's Your Turn here on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. Now, here's the host of Your Turn.
Poor boy blues.
Yeah, life and times in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County. Hello there. My name is Kenneth E. Lamb. I have the very, very great privilege today of being the host of a program with you as the listeners. That's right. The best people in the world listen to WEBY. It's become, actually, you know, by Stan Clevenger, my producer. Stan, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
You know, had a columnist for the local newspaper. I was talking to him the other day, and he said, you know, the buzz is really on about WEBY right now.
Oh, good.
I mean, he said, I don't ever hear anything about the other station.
Good.
You know, it's not that I want them, really, folks, I don't want them to go out of business. I just don't want them to sell any advertising.
Okay.
All right, Stan Clevenger, for those of you who might be joining us the first time or you don't listen very often, Stan is my producer. My name's Kenneth E. Lamb. I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours. You are the very best audience in the entire face of the planet. People with brains come over here to WEBY, and that's their favorite station, for example.
And they call us, too.
They most certainly do. Fact is, did you produce Tuesday's program on hurricane preparedness?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Good
program.
Awesome, man.
Had some good folks in there, and everything went great.
Well, what we'll be doing this year, folks, and you need to tell people about it, is Mike Bates, the owner of WEBY, AM 1330, is going to have not a program in the sense of, like, you know, a time frame, but a program in the sense of something we are doing, you know, like in that sense of the word program. Called Link to Life. It's very important that you know about this and your friends do. Speaking of Tuesday's program, which I helped set up with Don Page and, of course, with Mike hosting it, basically, here's the deal. This area does not have a station that is willing to make the commitment to storm and hurricane coverage that Mike Bates and WEBY AM 1330 is willing to make. We are going to... Our umbrella for what we're going to call is Link to Life, because that's exactly what WEBY is and will be. 25,000 watts. It goes all the way to New Orleans. And we will be providing you with the type of information and expert analysis that no other station's willing to invest in. I mean, that's not that they couldn't do it. They just don't do it. It's not where they're at. The other thing is that you cannot beat an AM station for coverage, and in particular, you're not going to beat this. My understanding is, and I got to get this clarified, so if somebody knows the answer to this, I'd really appreciate it, but my understanding is that the Santa Rosa County Commission designated cable TV, Mediacom. Now, I'm not trying to diss Mediacom, but, I mean, is there anybody out there that doesn't remember that the first thing that goes out is your electricity around here? And when the electricity goes out, how are you going to watch a cable TV station? I mean, it's not even over the air. You don't even have that option. I mean, the TV stations have their towers, generally speaking, most of them, have their towers off of Wilcox Road, off of I-10. That's a great big, huge tower array that you see off if you're driving towards Mobile, it's off to your left, that huge array. So, yes, it's very possible to have a dentist that comes through here that doesn't touch your tower so they can stay on the air. But what isn't true is that you can have a dentist come through here and you'll still have your Gulf power, and more importantly, you'll still have your MediaCom cable. Now, everybody knows it's the first thing that goes out. So, county commissioners, I'm trying to figure out if you could please explain to me exactly why it is that you decided to give the business, I mean, to make MediaCom your primary source of emergency operations center information for the community here. It doesn't make a lick of sense. Anyway, at least not from what I know of it. With that said, if it's changed and I'm wrong, then I want to be the first one to know it, because I really would like to be wrong on that. I have to admit, I really want to be wrong on the issue of what the Santa Rosa County Commission and their emergency preparedness people decide to do to disseminate the information. Certainly, I can see it being augmented, but you're back into also the situation in which the expertise on the staff of MediaCom doesn't exist to go ahead and be able to protect you. So not only would you not be able to get their information because the power's out and the cable's off, but even if you could, they don't have any expert there. So what are you going to do? You're going to end up with a live still camera in the emergency operations center where everybody's sitting around watching things and that type of thing there. I mean, what exactly are you going to get out of that? That's not what you need. What you need is something that if the power's out, your battery-operated radio will continue to pick up WEBY, and you will be safe, or a whole lot safer than you would be otherwise. You'll be informed, even if you may not be safe, but you will definitely be informed. And that's what Link to Life is all about. It's about being your link to life in the event of that type of hurricane, major storm. On a smaller level, the other day, we had these storms come through, and we were under a high tornado threat, the highest possible that the National Weather Service puts out. That activated Link to Life. And one of the guys that was on here said, oh, it's so beautiful outside. Yeah, well, stick around. When the front comes through, it won't be. And as in fact, that day, the tornado that devastated Enterprise, Alabama, actually, folks, touched down near Jay. That thunderstorm cut straight across Santa Rosa County from basically from Gulf Breeze, Kitty Corner up to the northeast, draw a line to Enterprise, Alabama, and that's where it was. So the truth of the matter is that despite the guy's remarks about how beautiful it was the day before, it turned deadly. It doesn't do you any good to find this out at the last minute. You need to be able to prepare for these things. So that's why we're going to be doing these things the way that we're going to be doing them. So, Link to Life here, WEBY AM 1330. Please tell your friends about it, and we will be able to go ahead and get you information that you would not normally be able to get anywhere else. And that's what's important to you, to keep you alive and safe, by the way. All right, with that said, that leads me up to next week's topic, and then I'm going to go to my guests. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Next week's topic is this. Next Thursday, beginning at 11 a.m., I believe it is, till like 7 or 8 p.m., the Hurricane Hunters is going to have one of their planes flown into Pensacola Regional Airport. It will be open for public tours. Don't miss it. It's going to really be cool. You can go into it, see their equipment, talk with the guys there. So next Thursday, we will have a two-hour special on Your Turn, which I will be hosting. And that is, we've already got Gary Beeler, head meteorologist of the National Weather Service Forecast Office, Mobile. We'll have people from the Hurricane Hunters groups. We'll have hurricane expert preparedness people on here. We'll have we will go live out to the Hurricane Hunter and conduct interviews with the people out there as well. We've already got people lined up that will be on the scene there to bring us live updates and to go ahead and let us do live interviews with those people. So you do not want to miss a week from today, May the 24th, right here on Your Turn, WEBY AM 1330. There will be absolutely no better place for you to get the quality of information you want and you need to be safe this hurricane season. Last thought, Just as 2005 was an aberration, so too was 2006. So you got one end of the pendulum in 05, you got the other swing of the pendulum in 06. This time it's reasonable to believe it will be somewhere in between. So that's why this is important. So tell your friends, tell them what we're doing. When an emergency weather deal goes out, you will hear it you'll hear it here because it sets off an alarm here and the weather service actually cuts out our signal and will substitute theirs in place of it. You'll hear three loud beeps and then comes the warning. So whenever there's threatening weather, turn to WEBY AM 1330 and we will be your link to life. And that's what we've got going. It's a great program. And once again, I don't get paid to come here, so I don't get paid to say anything here. And the other guys that show up to do this program Monday through Friday, they don't get paid either. None of us do. We do it for one reason only. And that is because you could not possibly ask for a better citizen in our community than Mike Bates. This community is so fortunate that his eye is focused first on the community. Yeah, he's got to make enough money to keep the station open, of course, pay his bills. But he goes out of his way to make this station a true community asset. And this community owes and will owe Mike Bates a tremendous thank you, particularly when the next bad storm comes on through here, because he took the initiative that unfortunately the Santa Rosa County Commission, for whatever reason it is, they have just totally and completely dropped the ball on this. And they are not making you safe. And you need to talk to them about it when you see them. That's it. Link live right here. Okay, my guest today, I got one in the studio with me, Dr. David Clevenger. And we have one on the phone, which will be Frank M. Timms. Frank is the National Legislative Director and Florida State Director for COLD, C-O-L-D, Cold War Veterans Association. He's out of St. Petersburg, Florida, which, by the way, Frank, just happens to be my hometown.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
okay.
Born in Thomas St. Anthony's, baby, as a matter of fact. Worked for the St. Pete Times. That was my first newspaper.
Well, I had an interview with St. Pete Times just a few days ago. So it's thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak and to have us on.
All right. And with that, I'm going to let the proud father. Now, you see why I had you put on your headphones, Stan?
Yes, I understand.
We have Stan's next generation, Dr. David Clevenger. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and let Stan introduce his son to you.
Okay, well, it's my son sitting across the glass from me, right next to Ken Lamb, and he is the director for Pennsylvania for the Cold War Veterans Association, and he's been talking to me about trying to get the Cold War Victory Medal for the veterans, and more than that, to get recognition for them for the time of service they served this country during the Cold War. Now, I'm a 21-year veteran. And by the way, you were talking about the weather planes being down here. Right. My son-in-law works with them. He may be here for that. So
I'll bring him on board.
I'm really tied into all this stuff.
No, I mean, well, we're gonna. I don't know. Mike is just so dedicated to the community. I mean, I just don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't draw a paycheck, but he inspires those of us who do this for free to do it as a community service because of all the hard work and. I mean, he puts his money where his heart is, folks. I mean, that's just basically.
Well, yeah, I talked to him about getting David and also Frank Timms on here to talk about the Cold War veterans because I think it's an important thing.
It is.
And for too long, in fact, it's 1945 to 1991 is the area covered.
Okay.
And there's not been the recognition for those veterans. There have been many veterans who have lost their lives during the Cold War in the service of this country, and they're not being recognized for that. And so I think there's a slight that needs to be corrected, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Mr. Frank Timms, but I'm glad to talk to you now, Frank, and glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's do this. I don't know why I've got two phone lines blocked off, but do they want calls?
Well, I thought you would probably talk about this stuff first and then open it for calls.
Okay, cool. Let's do this then. Let's take a break. Let me go over this. We'll take them. Folks, when we come out of the news at the bottom of the hour, it'll be 34 minutes after the hour. Let's open up the phone lines then, and you guys can start asking questions. Frank Timms, National Legislative Director and Florida State Director of the Cold War Veterans Association. He's talking to us live right now from St. Petersburg, Florida, where he's headquartered at. And my other guest, Dr. David O. Clevenger, National Protestant Chaplain and Pensacola State Director of the Cold War Veterans Association. My name's Kenneth E. Lamb. I'm your host. Dan Clevenger is your producer today, and this is Your Turn.
Incredible specials this week at Circle W Quality Meats, crossing the Waffle House Highway 90 in Milton. USDA whole boneless ribeyes, $4.98 a pound. Limit two, okay. 12 to 15-pound bags at this price. You save over $4 a pound. This is USDA grain-fed heavy Midwestern beef, sliced free, $4.98 a pound. USDA boneless fryer breast, $1.98 a pound. Limit 10 pounds at this price. And Kelly's Market-style sliced bacon, $2.58 a pound. All this and more at Circle W Quality Meats.
And now, another tiring adventure in the lives of those hard-working, tire-changing, but noise boys who are always in balance, but seldom in alignment.
I just love this time of year, don't you, Dad?
I sure do. The weather's great, and there are so many fun things to do.
Tennis tournaments, baseball,
trips to NASCAR events, and anything else outside in this great spring weather.
Plus, with daylight savings time, we have more time to serve our customers.
That's not exactly how daylight saving works, Jeff.
I know that. I just meant it seems like we have more time to help people with all that extra daylight.
And that gave you the idea for a Vinoy's daylight saving sale?
All this extra time in the sun is going to shed new light on bigger savings and the best service on Michelin, Ural, and BF Goodrich tires.
Stop by any one of Vinoy's five convenient locations for tires that strike the perfect balance of inspiring performance and long-term durability, like Momentum from BF Goodrich. And you'll save more than daylight this year when you shop at Vinoy's Daylight Savings Sale.
I just wish we had room for a car wash here.
Why don't we just enjoy the season and pass along these savings to our customers?
Don't miss out on Vinoy's Tires Daylight Savings Sale.
In this Florida heat, rolling down your window to cool off just doesn't work. You get soaked with sweat, and when you try to get out of the car, you stick to your seat. Don't suffer any longer. Bring your car to John Farr at Farr Automotive on Glover Lane in Milton. You can trust John Farr to do only what's needed and to do it right. Be cool. Service your air conditioner at Farr Automotive in the Blue Building on Glover Lane, about a half a mile north of Highway 90 in Milton. Spelled F-A-H-R, it's Farr Automotive.
Hi, this is Ron with Score 3 Productions. Come out and join us at the Emerald Coast Showtime. It's an old-time variety show with 3 hours of great music and many different styles. So be there this Friday night at the Milton High Auditorium at 7 p.m. until. Call and get your tickets now for a first-time price of $5 each or $7.50 at the door. The number to call is 450-6129. That's 450-6129.
Now, back to Your Turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
All right, welcome back to Your Turn. Kenneth E. Lamb, your host here. You are the greatest audience on the entire face of the planet. My guest today, I'll take the first intro, and then we're going to let the Proud Father do the other one. Frank M. Timms, he's National Legislative Director and Florida State Director for Cold War Veterans Association. As it turns out, let me get into his bio here. He served in the U.S. Army in Germany from 1954 to 1957 and later did analyses with the Department of Defense, including 2 years with the U.S. Army Research Unit, Korea, 1967 to 1969. He received his bachelor's degree from the University of Alabama. I won't hold that against him since I'm a Gator. And his PhD from the American University in Washington, D.C. He retired from the National Institute of Health in 1996. He now lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, my hometown. And he's an adjunct professor at the University of South Florida, which just happens to be where my daughter graduated from. So, let's see. I got him on a couple of good things. I won't hold the Alabama BA on you, okay? Is that okay, Frank? Huh? Hello?
Hello?
I won't hold the Alabama against you, man.
Oh, you won't? Well, that's good of you.
No, don't follow me.
I also went to FSU once upon a time.
Oh, God, man. Strike. Kill this guy's phone or something. I'm a Gator guy. It's hardcore. But okay, good. You're great to have you with us. So with that, we're going to turn the other introduction, Dr. Clevenger, who is with us. And Stan, introduce your son to us.
All right. David Clevenger. Dr. David Clevenger is the Pennsylvania Director and National Protestant Chaplain of the Cold War Veterans Association. He served in the United States Navy's Fleet Marine Force from 1984 to 87 in the 1st Marine Amphibious Brigade, Brigade Service Support Group 1, as a Religious Program Specialist, 2nd Class Petty Officer. He received his Bachelor of Science in Occupational Education with a major in Religious Studies in 1987 from Wayland Baptist University. an MTH from a Christian Bible College and Seminary, and a Master of Arts from Southern Adventist University, and a PhD from Lexington University, all in religious studies. He currently serves as senior pastor and an ordained minister in South Central Pennsylvania. David, I think we'll probably just start off the questioning with you, and I'll just ask the very first question we have on a list of many questions we have that we'd like to get some answers to. And what is the Cold War Veterans Association?
Well, the Cold War Veterans Association is a group of fellows who are, they have a similar background. They all served during the Cold War, which ranged from September 2nd of 1945 to December 26th of 1991, when the Cold War was actually won. And we remember the Berlin Wall going down and those kind of things like that happened. These veterans are veterans who served honorably and on active duty during that period. And it also includes reservists and National Guardsmen who engage in basic training, advanced training, and other annual training during this period. They're also eligible for being a member in the Cold War Veterans Association. These are guys who risked their life during the period of the Cold War. Some of them not on front lines, but on back lines, but all of them available for combat, and many of them at the ready, many of them doing excursions over enemy lines covertly. As a matter of fact, a lot of the operations that took place were covert operations and often were not recognized. And that's one of the things that we want to try to do as an association, is get these things recognized and to get the recognition from our government that the Cold War veterans deserve for their service. I have a very interesting quote that I have from former Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and former Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this. He said, "It seems to me that the Cold War was a war, and it was a difficult period for people. It required us to be patient. It required us to invest when there wasn't an immediate threat that you could see at your doorstep. And it took successive generations and successive presidents of both political parties to have the stamina and the will and the foresight to resist the expansion of the Soviet Union and communism on this globe." And then he makes this very pointed statement, which I think is very important in his expression here. He says, "It was a good thing, and we won it, and we won it with patience and perseverance." And I'd like to add that it wasn't just patience and perseverance, but there was also blood, sweat, sacrifice, and hard work of the veterans who served in the armed forces at that time, some of them who paid the ultimate price with their life in order for us to be free and not be under communist rule right now. So we have a real specific goal that we're trying to achieve as a Cold War Veterans Association in promoting the association and members in the armed forces that have served.
Okay, Frank?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I'd like to underscore what
said. That's what I was going to say. I got about 2 minutes here. We're going to break for the news after that. When we come back, I've got Mark on line 4. And who do we have on line 3? We've got someone on 3? Okay. So right after the news, at about 34 past the hour, we'll be able to start taking your questions right here on the air. Frank, go ahead and add to it. I got about 2 minutes for you.
Okay. We got some very good news today, which is that the National Defense Authorization Act passed the House with the Cold War Victory Medal included. And so now our battle goes on to the Senate. And the important thing here is to get the members of the Senate Armed Services Committee to back the Cold War Medal in the version of the National Defense Authorization Act they're going to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people in Florida, Senator Mel Martinez, I'm going to meet with his staff next month, I think that would be great if he could come on as a co-sponsor of S-1097, the Cold War Medal Act of 2007.
All right, very good. You keep mentioning the fact that, I'll tell you what, let's do this. I got 1 minute left here. Frank, I'm going to go ahead, when we get out into the news, and David, that's okay with you guys, then we will start taking these calls. But we got some great questions I want to get answered today, like why do we need a Cold War Victory Medal in the first place? Who should join or support the Cold War Veterans Association? And let's talk a little bit about the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifices that were made by members of our armed forces during this Cold War, which Ronald Reagan won because he would not listen to those who preached appeasement and weakness. He just plain out and out broke the back of the Soviet Union, but he only did so because of the loyalty, fidelity, and strength of our armed forces. With that said, We're going to take a break for CNN News. My name is Kenneth E. Lamb. I am your host today. You're listening to Your Turn, WBY, AM 1330.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. We're learning more about the immigration deal worked out with the White House and the Senate today. Those here illegally could apply for a special visa, pay fees and a fine, and return to their home countries, and then apply for permanent residency. President Bush admits it's a tough issue.
Immigration is a tough issue for a lot of Americans. The agreement reached today is one that'll help enforce our borders, but equally importantly, it'll treat people with respect.
But while supporters insist the bill is not amnesty, opponents say it rewards millions for their illegal behavior. Another Senate Republican has called on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to resign over the firings of 8 U.S. attorneys, and some Senate Democrats want a no-confidence vote on Gonzalez. Democratic leaders in the White House are still negotiating a war funding bill, and scientists are using whale songs to try to guide a couple of wayward humpbacks to the Pacific. They're 100 miles up California's Sacramento River. This is CNN. In Iraq, the search continues for three kidnapped American soldiers taken following an attack that left four others dead. The Pentagon's disciplined two officers for leadership failures in the deaths of three soldiers who were kidnapped and murdered in Iraq last year. President Bush has said his official goodbye to British Prime Minister Tony Blair, calling him a staunch and steadfast ally in the war on terror.
My relationship with the leader of Great Britain has been unbelievably productive. I have enjoyed working with Tony Blair more than I could have possibly imagined.
I believe that the relationship between the United States of America and Britain is a relationship that is in the interests of our two countries, in the interests of the peace and stability of the wider world.
Blair leaves office next month after 10 years. He'll be succeeded by British Treasury Chief Gordon Brown. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
So the other day, I'm sitting at a light in my Pontiac, and I'm thinking about how much I hate generic stuff. Generic food, off-brand knockoffs, stuff that's not original. And the reason I'm thinking this is my brakes started grinding, which got me thinking about my last brake job. It was like 10,000 miles ago. So I'm thinking for the right brakes for my Pontiac, the kind of brakes that were on it when I bought it, I'm going to my Pontiac dealer and heading down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
And that's just what I did. I had my Good Wrench guy look at him. He's an expert on my Pontiac. He checked my front brakes, then he replaced them. And because I asked for GM parts, now I have just the kind of brakes my Pontiac needed. Good Wrench. It's the perfect wrench for your Pontiac. Only at your Pontiac dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
This is Leslie Kaufman, and I personally want to invite you, your business, and your family and friends to come stay with us at our local Red Roof Inn and Suites, located at Avalon Boulevard and Interstate 10. Red Roof Inn has been constantly rated one of the top in the Southeast for customer satisfaction and value. We provide full continental breakfast, four channels of HBO, laundromat, screened-in pool, and complimentary USA Today delivered daily to your door to our ReadyCard members. Families will enjoy our spacious, fully equipped suites. Business travelers will appreciate our Business King rooms and 625-square-foot meeting room with audio-visual aids, dual TVs, and VCR. Our conference room comfortably seats up to 50 people and is free with 8 or more rooms. So if you have training needs, family get-togethers, or just want to get away for the day, come visit Scott and Leslie Kaufman and our friendly staff at your locally owned and operated hotel. Come visit us at the Red Roof Inn and Suites. Call us today at 995-6100.
If you can't get your car in the garage because you've got so much stuff in there, the solution's just around the corner. Literally, Fort Storage. Avalon Boulevard has both climate-controlled and non-climate-controlled storage units available for immediate rental. Safe RV and boat storage also available. Fort Storage is a secure, gated facility with staff on-site 7 days a week. Fort Storage is also a U-Haul dealership with truck rentals, boxes, and moving supplies. For information, call 623-9590. Keep it secure at the Fort. Fort Storage, where your second month's rental is free.
Now, back to Your Turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
right, let's do it here. Welcome back to Your Turn here on WEBY AM 1330. My guests today are Frank Timms. He is State Director for Cold War Veterans Association for Florida. Dr. David Clevenger is my other guest. He is the State Director for the State of Pensacola, National Protestant Chaplain for the organization. We're talking about the Cold War Veterans Association. We will take your calls. Just before we do, though, I've got to put this information out. Mrs. Clevenger in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, we are so happy that you can pick up WEBY and you are listening right this very second to us in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And the reason I drill that in is Santa Rosa County Commissioners, do you have air for brains that you are got an opportunity to do your thing with a station that could get all the way to Hattiesburg? Oh, no, we're in Hattiesburg going to listen to us. Yeah, that's not the point, guy. You know, come on, wake up, smell the coffee. The point is you got a powerful state. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. All right, Ms. Clevenger, we'll see what we can do to help keep your husband straightened up over here. Also, Frank, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, why do we need a... do we need to go to Loretta first? Okay, Loretta, we're going to put you on right after this. Mark had called in. Mark, if you call back, we'll get you in line here. Frank, why do we need a Cold War victory medal? I mean, why would we need that?
Well, this will be recognition for those who served in the Cold War, often without recognition. There were many missions that were done that could not be publicly acknowledged at the time. Many people lost their lives. And it's been proposed again and again in Congress. In fact, it passed Congress in 2001. It passed first as a bill to authorize a Cold War medal, and the Defense Department at that time requested that they only recommend it to the Secretary of Defense, and then the Secretary of Defense decided that they didn't want it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps getting reintroduced, and it just passed the House. So we are very hopeful this time that it will get passed and recognize those who often serve without recognition.
I got to ask you this question, $64,000 question. Has Jeff Miller, our congressman here, made a commitment one way or the other on this?
He has not. He's on the Armed Services Committee on the House side.
Right, and?
But that bill has passed the House. Now, what we're going to need is support during the House-Senate conference to keep the Cold War medal in the National Defense Authorization Act.
All right, well, let me go ahead, then. I'm going to ask my question again, though.
Okay.
Did he support this bill?
Did he support this bill?
Yes.
I assume he voted for it.
You don't know, though.
I don't know for certain.
That'll give you something to do to look up while you're talking to us. I want to know whether or not he voted yes or no for the Cold War veterans.
Well, this particular medal was in the National Defense Authorization Act. I would expect that he did vote for the Authorization Act.
Okay. You understand where I'm headed, right?
Yes, he did vote for the Authorization Act.
Okay. All right. But it was wrapped up in that. I guess that's one way to skirt it. With that said, let's bring Loretta on. I've got an open line at 623-1330. And if you happen to be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or points beyond our local area, put an 850 in front of it. That's our area code, 623-1330. Loretta, how are you, girl?
Good afternoon. I've just left Jeff Miller's office in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And had I known you wanted to answer that question, I could have asked it personally.
Okay. Well, probably he would say, well, I voted for the, you know, but anyway.
I don't know, but we'll find out.
You got it.
I'm driving with my son, who served in Grenada and Gulf War One.
Okay.
And that was during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be proud that he would get a medal for that because I think they deserve it. What I wanted to tell you real quickly, and I'm going to let you get back to your subject, talk to Jeff about veterans issues, talk to him about fair tax, which is, you know, my new baby
mm-hmm.
that I'm supporting. I presented Jeff with a ball cap and a T-shirt that says fair tax, and he was one of the first co-signers, you know, when this thing came out a long time ago, and I understand that not much was in the news about the marching band with Neil Bortz and almost 10,000 other people behind him at the candidates rally
mm-hmm.
in Columbia, South Carolina. And you see how the press does it. They don't cover the truth.
No, so, well, wait a minute. All news media have a political agenda.
Right.
There is no such thing as a politically neutral. It's just that you may not agree with their political agenda.
Well, what are we going to do to change their mind, Ken?
About what? About the fair tax deal?
About the fair tax bill.
It's nothing quite as effective as when constituents call their elected officials and say, if you don't support it, I'm going to vote for whoever runs against you.
Right. I think that's the way we're going to have to go. We're probably going to go after the Ways and Means Committee next and really
Don't you get spread too thin, kid. I'm going to have my nonprofit corporation set up, and I've got the website registered for Axe the Homestead Tax, too.
Stay
tuned. I'm going to put your work on that. Well, very good. Loretta, anything else, honey?
I'm going to let you go because the call's coming in, but it was wonderful. Anybody going to Washington that wants to see Jeff from our district, just give him a call and let him know you're coming.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Thank you. With that said, let's talk a little bit about the idea of casualties. I think that a lot of people don't really think about that. I know I hadn't really focused on it, so I'm guilty in that respect. But David Clevenger, if you could please tell us about the issue of casualties in the Cold War.
Absolutely. You know, we have, if you exclude Vietnam and Korea, which were smaller conflicts within the greater conflict of the Cold War itself, if you exclude those casualties, which were quite numerous, then you can look at there were at least 1,000-plus casualties that were just Cold War operations without having a conflict in a specific country like Korea or Vietnam or Grenada. There's also 125-plus missing in action from excursions, and there are many more probably that we don't even know about that were considered covert operations that were not made available to the public knowledge, flyovers over countries that were in Soviet control or under the Soviet influence that had aggressive tendencies towards the United States and its interests, that were shot down over enemy lines and just disappeared off the radar as far as anyone was concerned, listed as missing or listed as accidents. So there were casualties that were incurred in the Cold War. An example of this would be the submarine, the USS Scorpion, which was fighting in the Cold War, of course. All those men that were on board the Scorpion were lost at the bottom of the ocean, no way to retrieve them. So they have a watery grave now, and they deserve some recognition for that kind of a sacrifice, which was part of the launching pad, or whatever you say, for detente, to keep the Cold War in, from turning into a hot war.
And, basically, I think everybody would probably agree that what we really did is we bankrupted the Soviet Union. They couldn't keep up with us. They didn't have the capital to expend on being able to keep up with us, and it basically... I don't know. I always use it as the ultimate guns or butter illustration. They voted to spend their money on guns, and they could no longer meet the needs of the society when they should have been voting for butter.
Well, that's certainly a concept that a lot of people have. One of the things that we try to do in the Cold War Veterans Association is try to dispel some of the misconceptions that people have, which is that sometimes people think that it was simply a period in our history that was political and ideological tensions that were going on. Some people have this idea that there was only a nuclear deterrent arms race, and so it was just a military standoff and no real action was taking place. Some people have the ideal, the mythological ideal that the Cold War was a bluff and propaganda war that had nothing to do with actual armed forces engaging in any way. People tend to think that the Cold War was a vague abstraction in somebody's mind that didn't really exist, or that it was actually some isolated events in some other global struggle. Mm-hmm. They don't equate it to the fact that we were actually wrestling with communism from wanting to take over the world. And political shorthand, some people say, well, we won without firing a shot. And the reality of it is that there were shots fired. Mm-hmm. There were lines that were crossed. There were excursions into enemy territory. And they made excursions into our territory as well. And it's common knowledge that, you know, Bear Foxtrots would fly into American airspace and have to be escorted out by American fighter jets. Mm-hmm. And sometimes these things resulted in deaths. And sometimes enemy planes were shot down. For example, over the Sea of Japan during the Cold War, the EC-121 was shot down. It was an American surveillance plane, and it was shot down, 10 casualties in the Sea of Japan's airspace, but it was shot down by Soviet fighters. And that was just kind of hushed up and talked about as just an accident that occurred because they didn't want to escalate the war that was going on as a Cold War into a hot war, because it could have easily escalated into a nuclear event. Mm-hmm. And so these kind of things were kind of brushed under the carpet. But the reality of it is that there were men dying, there were women that were dying, and there was excursions over enemy lines. And these things need to be recognized and not brushed under the carpet. So that's one of the things that we try to do in the Cold War Veterans Association, is make people aware that there were actions taking place. It wasn't just a political propaganda war. It wasn't just an ideology.
All right, very good. Frank, let's go to you for just a second here. I'm trying to get a grip on, you know, who should be most adamant about joining or supporting the Cold War Veterans Association and the cause. But not just that who, but more importantly, how. So let's say we've got somebody out there and they want to get more, find out more, whatever. How would they go about that?
Well, we do have a website. For those who are on the internet, www.coldwarveterans.com, and then get quite a bit of information on that. They can also email me, ftims@aol.com, and we're a very open organization. Many of us belong to other organizations like the American Legion, AMVETS, and VFW. The fact is that the Cold War was pretty encompassing. And we welcome people into our ranks who want to make a difference and who want to see those who were lost on Cold War operations memorialized in Washington, mm-hmm. and the fight for the other issues that we're about.
Not very good. With that, we have a caller, Mark. All right. Hey, Mark, how you doing today, guy?
Good. How you doing, Kenneth?
All right, man.
And Jeff?
Yeah, very good. Well, it's your turn. Go for it.
Hey, listen, some years ago, since I retired, but I don't remember exactly how many years ago, it was advertised on the radio, if you're a veteran in any branch of service from the date you said, from 45 to 91, and were a Cold War veteran, that if you send in your Social Security number and branch of service, and just get some simple thing, just write a little memo, basically, and I believe it was into the Defense Department, that they send you a regular certificate, just like you would get when you're in the service, and I've got one somewhere in the I Love Me box, you know, okay. That I never look at.
Well, I tell you what, David Clevenger, my guest here in the studio, said, let me talk to Mark here. So, Mark, you and David are going to about have a dialogue. Go for it, David and Mark, and then Frank, feel free to jump in if you want to. Go ahead.
Well, Mark, you know, I've got what you have there is called the Cold War Recognition Certificate. It's it was given by the Department of Defense, and mine is actually signed by Donald Rumsfeld. I have it in my Love Me box also. But the Cold War certificate can be given to anybody that served in any kind of a government position, including a postalman. And what we're talking about here in the Cold War Veterans Association is a military recognition for military service, not just government service. There is a difference between civil service and military service. Civil servants are not often expected to put their life on the line the way that military are, although that's becoming less and less true as the lines get crossed. We see that civil service over in Iraq in several different aspects. But the reality of it is that the Cold War certificate does not address the recognition that the Cold War veterans deserve. I'll just give you an example of this. You have many veterans who were in during periods of conflict who never served in theaters that received the National Defense Medal. And the Cold War veterans who didn't serve during a period like Vietnam or a period like Korea have nothing to show for or any kind of a medal of recognition to show that they were involved in a conflict also. And yet we still have the President of the United States in an address to Annapolis, Maryland's Naval Academy. He says, in the Cold War, freedom defeated the ideology of communism and led to a democratic movement that freed the nations of Eastern and Central Europe from Soviet domination. And today, these nations are allies in the war on terror. And so here we have the President of the United States saying we won the Cold War. He's addressing the Naval Academy while he says that. And yet there's nothing to commemorate that in the form of a medal. And when you go to join a VSO, for example, the American Legion or the Veterans of Foreign War, VFW, you have to have something that shows that you had service for the country in a war. And Cold War veterans can't show anything because they fall through the cracks. They don't get the recognition. They're not considered to be veterans by a lot of organizations. So we want to correct that.
All right. Mark, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a minute here because Stan's telling me we're going to have to take a break. You want to stay with us, Mark? Or?
Yeah, sure.
All right, no problem at all, man. You're always interesting. With that said, my name is Kenneth E. Lamb. I'm your host. You're listening to Your Turn on AM 1330 WEBY. My guests today are David Clevenger and Frank Timsey are with the Cold War Veterans Association, and you're the best audience in the world. We'll be right back.
Wake up with Dave Daughtry on WEBY.
Do you want to talk to the man in charge or to the woman who knows what's going on? That would be me, Holly, your local female mechanic. For quality work done right, come see me, my dad, and my brother, Jack and Jack, at G&J Auto and Truck Repair, located 1/2 mile north of Magnolia. Or you can call 623-9517. That's 623-9517. It's G&J Auto and Truck Repair, and remember, I'm the boss.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 800-419-1971. 800-419-1971. 800-419-1971.
Sandy Ridge Care Center in Milton says safe driving is something we should all practice every time we are behind the wheel, but especially in our child-filled areas. This message from Sandy Ridge Care Center, where your loved ones will get the best of care in a warm, home-like atmosphere. For more information, call 626-9225. After all, your family deserves the very best. Call 626-9225 for Sandy Ridge Care Center in Milton.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is looking for dedicated, caring volunteers to forever change the life of a child. Do you have what it takes? Let's find out. Have you ever tied someone's shoelaces together? Have you ever laughed so hard soda shot out of your nose? If you answered yes to either of these questions, then you have what it takes to be a big. Because if you think being a big means you have to act like a saint, think again. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida at 850-433-5437.
Now, back to Your Turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
All right, welcome back. We've got about 7 minutes, so we're going to move and groove here. Mark, we're going to put you on first, and we're going to have Frank be talking with you, and then we're going to go to Ron. So, Ron, hold on just a minute. I probably will have time for one more call. All right. I don't know what happened to him, but okay. Hey.
Hello.
Ron, how are you?
I'm just fine.
I don't know what happened to Mark, but he's gone. Ron, you're talking with David and with Frank. And Frank, this is going to be your turn to pick this question up, so go for it, Ron.
Well, first thing, he needs not to worry about that crutchety old guy up on the other side of the glass there. If he steps out of line, we know how to take care of him.
You got it, man.
Am I getting feedback somewhere?
No, no, you're fine, man. We heard it. Right. Sound great here.
I think this is a great effort, what they're doing. I think it's long overdue. We've been wanting this for a long time. I was in the 60s with B-52s, and yeah, there's a lot of things that went on a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree with you, and I think there are a lot of members of Congress who agree with you. We've got the bill through the House now, and we need to get it through the Senate. And there are several senators who are on the Armed Services Committee that are in the listening area. Mel Martinez in Florida, as well as Bill Nelson, both on the Armed Services Committee. In Georgia, Saxby Chambliss is on the Armed Services Committee. And in Alabama, I believe it's Jeff Sessions. These are all senators who could co-sponsor the Cold War Medal Act 2007 that's now before the Senate.
You said could or they have?
They can.
Why, but they have not?
We currently, there are two sponsors who've signed on so far, and that would be Hillary Clinton, who introduced the bill, and Susan Collins of Maine, who's Republican.
Right.
And we need to get some support from our senators here in the South as well.
Now, what's the Senate bill number on it?
S-1097.
Okay, very good. I think this is great. I think this is something well, long, long overdue. Like you said, a lot of us, when we got out, had trouble getting different organizations because we couldn't prove we were where we were at when we said we were there. A lot of things still aren't listed on our records, as you well know. And, yeah, we did lose a lot of people during the supposedly peacetime Cold War. But keep up the good work, gentlemen, and I deeply appreciate the information. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to fight for this. And beyond getting it to pass the Senate, we're going to also put the pressure on when it's in the House-Senate conference. So we expect it to come out as a law, not simply a bill that passes one House or the other.
All right, very good. We have got Ed. Ed, how are you doing today?
So far, so good. But it's still early.
Yeah, I've got about 2.5 minutes.
I
know that David wanted to say something, but let's go ahead and take your call, Ed.
Okay, you were talking earlier about a lot of stuff going on, but there were no medals given. There was one medal given for one, and that was...
Hello, Fred. Hello, Ed.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm listening. I thought you stopped in the middle of a sentence, though.
Okay, because there was a lot of stuff that went on around China.
Mm-hmm.
For years, you know. In fact, we were loaded with bombs, ready to attack them in 1958 there. But Eisenhower couldn't make up his mind. But you said earlier that there were, like, no medals ever given out for any of these incursions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Tachin evacuation in 1955, the guys did get the China Service Medal for that one. And we did lose, one airplane, and the one I was in had about 32 holes in it. But
right.
The Chinese didn't like us, what we were doing there. But keep up the good work, and the show's good.
Well, thank you very much, Ed.
Have fun.
Stay tuned for the next hour. My guest is going to be talking about the desperation now seeking in our area for selling homes. Wait till you hear it. 7,000 homes, more than 7,000 homes, are now listed up for sale, and things just aren't moving. We'll be talking about that in the next hour. With that said, gentlemen, I have about 1 minute exactly. Frank, give them again how to get in touch with you. David, we'll let you follow up too and give you the last word. Then we're off to the news. 1 minute. I got left. Go for it, guys. Frank,
okay,
you're first.
So I go first.
Yep.
You can email me ftims, F-T-I-M-S, @AOL.com. I'll give my phone number out if that's okay.
Sure.
727-867-8137. I'll be glad to help anybody who wants help joining the organization and supporting our cause.
All right, very good. And David, your turn, and I've got 30 seconds.
Well, don't forget, we have the website also where you can go and connect with the Cold War Veterans. That's www.coldwarveterans.com. And you mentioned, Frank, that we have two senators that sponsored so far on the bill. We also have had about half of the governors in the United States, about 24 governors that have made proclamations for Cold War Victory Day. So this is supported very well.
All right, very good. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Cold War Veterans Association. We're going to break for the news when we come on back. Desperation is setting in the real estate market. We'll have Robert Hayes-Winkle here to talk about it. Stay with us.
You want information about what is happening on the local political landscape, and you also want to be able to share your opinion on matters of importance to you. Where do you get all this and more? Open Mic with me, Mike Mashburn, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. We have frequent visits from folks in the community, including some of our elected officials. Open Mic is your first chance of the day to tell Northwest Florida what is on your mind and ask the hard questions that you feel need to be asked. Open Mic, where you are the star of the show, only on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio.
What does it take to safely and conveniently move to a new home or office? Well, it takes two men and a truck. No, I don't mean you and a friend. I mean two men and a truck. That's the name of my moving company, Two Men and a Truck. And while our company did start literally with two men and a truck, we now have a fleet of moving trucks and a crew of uniformed, trained, professional movers who can easily handle your local or long-distance move. This is Mark Malore, owner of Two Men and a Truck in Northwest Florida. For residential and commercial moving, call us at Two Men and a Truck, 471-1166. We're Two Men and a Truck, movers who care.
1330 WEBY, Milton, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Northwest Florida's talk radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. We're already hearing of opposition to that immigration deal worked out with the White House and Senate. Supporter, Senate Democrat Ted Kennedy, calls it a critical compromise.
The agreement we just reached is the best possible chance we will have in years to secure our borders, bring millions of people out of the shadows and into the sunshine of America.
But opponent Republican Congressman Brian Bilbray says it's nothing more than amnesty.
Mr. Kennedy was around in 86 when they did the last amnesty, and his words were, this is the last, it will never happen again in America, don't worry about it. And I guess his way of saying that he didn't break his promise is just not, you know, say this isn't an amnesty.
The passage of the bill is not considered a sure thing. Another Senate Republican has called for the resignation of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez over the firings of eight U.S. attorneys. This time, it's Minnesota's Norm Coleman. And some Senate Democrats want a no-confidence vote on Gonzalez.
The very justice system, which is at the core of our democratic values, is held in disrepute every day that he holds office.
New York's Chuck Schumer. Democratic leaders in the White House still trying to work out a deal on funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. troops in Iraq are still scouring the country for three American soldiers kidnapped following an attack that left four other soldiers dead. The Pentagon has demoted two officers for leadership failures in the deaths of three soldiers who were kidnapped and murdered in Iraq last year.
The Army said the mission that night was inadequately planned, inadequately supervised, and badly executed.
CNN's Barbara Starr. The security alert is over at the L.A. airport, but it'll take hours to clear up the backup. It was triggered by a sprinkler in somebody's luggage. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Here at Ortho, we get stories like this all the time.
For my kids, the backyard is their playroom. Too bad they were sharing it with nasty bugs. So I turned to Ortho. With Ortho Bug Begone Max, I can wipe out ants, fleas, and ticks and keep them away for 3 whole months. And now my kids don't have to share their playroom with dangerous bugs.
Tell your story. Read others. Find out how to solve your bug problem. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend, protect your lawn from bugs with Ortho Bug Begone Max. Follow directions on label.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
A storm system is moving towards some of the wildfires burning in South Georgia and across Florida. But Jim Caldwell of the U.S. Forest Service says now they're worried about winds and lightning.
There is some chance of rain, and we are hoping that we do get rain wherever we have these lightning strikes, because, of course, if we get lots of lightning without rain, then that could lead to more ignitions.
They have had some rain in southern New Jersey, where a wildfire has now burned about 22 square miles. That one is now mostly contained, although high winds are a problem there as well.
Basically, what we're doing is really getting out on the fire lines and looking at the nitty-gritty issues that we have to contend with, because during the past couple of days, we were really looking at the big picture firefighting effort, and our big issue was really, to contain the fire.
Maris Gablick heads the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. This is CNN Radio. A new report from the Census Bureau says minorities now make up about a third of the U.S. population. Our Steve Kastenbaum has details.
The nation's minority population is now 100.7 million, an increase of almost 2.5 million over last year. Three states in the U.S. have what is commonly called minority majority, meaning the total number of minority people outnumber Caucasians. 57% of the population in New Mexico and California are minorities, and in Texas it's 52%. Hispanics are the fastest growing and most numerous minority group with 43 million. There are 40 million African Americans in the country. Steve Kastenbaum, CNN, New York.
Who has climbed Mount Everest more than anyone else? Well, it's not Sir Edmund Hillary or anybody else you've probably heard of. It's a Sherpa guide named Apa. He's conquered Everest 17 times. His latest trek? At the head of a team composed only of fellow Sherpas. I'm Harry Beadle. This is CNN Radio.